This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin with the most important four-letter word in this economy. It is, of course, J-O-B-S, jobs, about which we got the January report this morning. So, 17 days into a new administration, 36 days into a new year, 335-ish days into the pandemic economy, counting as we are from mid-March last year, this is where things stand. Yes, we added 49,000 jobs last month, and yes, the unemployment rate is down to 6.3%, but we are still nearly 10 million jobs underwater from where we started. And also, yes, I know that was a lot of numbers, but as I believe we've mentioned a time or two, and as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is about to remind us, numbers can tell you a thing or two about where an economy stands.
There are a lot of numbers in a monthly jobs report. It's kind of dizzying. So I asked each of the economists I chewed the jobs data over with today to pick just one indicator that shows where the economy is 11 months into the pandemic. One number that slams you between the eyes.
12.5 million.
That's Kurt Long, chief economist at the National Association of Federally Insured Credit Unions. And he's referring to the total number of jobs we're in the hole since the pandemic hit. In the jobs report, that's 10 million.
However, if we had not been going through what we've been going through the past nearly 12 months, the economy would have kept growing.
And Long reckons it would have added another 2.5 million jobs. Jobs needed to keep up with population growth for new high school and college grads, immigrants, new parents returning to work.
12.5 million jobs, that's an enormous deficit, of course. And at the pace we're going, it's just not nearly fast enough to eat into that.
And now, the number that slams Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute between the eyes.
3.9 million jobs down.
That's how many jobs we are still missing in the hard-hit and often poorly paid leisure and hospitality sector.
People who don't have an adequate safety net because their wages have been low for so long.
Now let's talk about unemployment. Officially, that's 10 million Americans who don't have a job and are actively looking. But Mark Hamrick at Bankrate says that doesn't count a lot of people who are not working because of COVID danger or childcare needs.
We have another 13 million who are either out of the labor force and want to work or who are underemployed working part-time or would like to have full-time work.
Add them up, he pegs the total unemployed at about 23 million. That's about 1 in 7 Americans who had a job before the pandemic started. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.